Tucked between a busy interstate and a pair of train tracks lies a prehistoric site called the Sunwatch Indian Village. And in that recreated village, something unusual is going on. An Irishman is keeping a Native American tradition alive.
You got a system going.
Yeah, we get it. You're making them into sheaves, shapes.
William Cahill lives in Cincinnati and has a skill set only one other person in the United States shares. He's a master thatcher.
Yes, my wife says you're working in a, you know, in a trade that's back in the dark ages, you know, from the dark ages, you know.
Today, William is working on a structure called the Solstice House. Also with him is Bill Kennedy, an archaeologist and curator of anthropology for the Dayton Society of Natural History. They are harvesting and bundling sheaves of native grasses to use in creating an authentic thatched roof. So just how does one become a master thatcher?
I did an apprenticeship back in Ireland for about 5 years. And after I left school, so I'm in it over 30 years now, so I am doing the roof and of all sorts. So I think I like the outdoors and being my own boss.
Thatching may not be the most popular roofing choice in today's U.S. homes, but chances are your ancestors had one. Here's archaeologist Bill Kennedy.
All peoples in the world have generally used some form of thatch at one point in their history. So unless you are a full-blooded Eskimo, no matter who you are, some, if not most, of your ancestors at some point lived under thatch.
Living in harmony with nature is an important part of William's work. He practices a sustainable harvesting of the grasses used in the thatching process. And at places like Sunwatch, he is able to actually harvest native grass on site.
We're going into the field here at Sunwatch, and they have Indian grass and bluestem.
William's thatched roofs are durable and weathertight, naturally warm in the winter and cool in the summer, and absolutely beautiful to look at.
You know, the colors are all these natural, I would call them yellowish, going fading to brown to sort of light grays in some of them, depending where they've been exposed. You know, while we were out harvesting and had left some of the material, and there's a nice weathered look to some of it, but yet there, it's very vibrant when it's first put up there, so it is, and there's a spring to it.
And it smells fantastic.
It does.
As William was working, he was approached by Justin Houston, a local man of Cherokee descent. He came to ask advice from the master thatcher.
I've seen some of William's work at some of the other parks at Fort Ancient, and he does some real good work. And I do a lot of the same work.
William is on the road an average of 250 days a year, creating structures for museums, zoos, and private residences. He's even created one for Martha Stewart. As we stood inside the Solstice House, admiring William's work, he said it's hard, but it has its rewards.
You feel good inside, you know, most of the time on it. You know, I would have to say it really is satisfying, so it is.
You're tired, but it's a good kind of tired.
Yes, it's a physical, so it is on it, but you're awake.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? You're alive, so yes. You are, and you know it.
But your hands aren't as gnarly as I thought that they would be. Although, did you break your finger at one point?
I've done some, you know, knife wounds, you know, from cutting and making the stitches.
It's got to be incredibly satisfying to know that those hands made that.
It is. You know, that's the beauty about my job, is the fact that there's great satisfaction at the start and at the end. I've often said on jobs that if I can't go back and have a cup of tea with them, no matter how good the job has been, I'll have failed.
Are you going to have a cup of tea with them at the end?
Yes.
We have many cups of tea daily. We have many cups of tea.
I'm a coffee man, but I'm getting into tea.
But
he's turning me.
I'm Renee Wild for WYSO Radio.